Like all the best legends, the beginnings of the Ryder Cup are disputed. Whoever first had the idea, history records that in 1921, at Gleneagles in Scotland, an informal match between Britain and America was played with the home team comfortably beating the visitors 9-3. Another match, which the United States also lost, was played in 1926 at the Wentworth course in England. Some of the most important names in early 20th century golf competed. The Englishman Abe Mitchell beat the American Walter Hagen, who went on to become one of golf's all-time greats. Watching the match in the stands was a man named Samuel Ryder. Ryder was a businessman, politician, and golf fanatic who employed Mitchell as a coach. He had taken up golf at the age of 51 when his doctor recommended light exercise. After the match, Ryder invited British team members Mitchell and George Duncan to have tea with him and their American counterparts Walter Hagen and Emmett French. It was here that Ryder came up with the idea of a regular match between the two sides. Each player would receive £5 and be entertained with champagne and chicken sandwiches at a party afterwards. By the time of the first official match, the prize money had risen to £250, and a gold trophy that bore Ryder's name was included. The outbreak of the Second World War caused the competition to be cancelled, and the cup was next contested in 1947. The post-war period saw a long run of American domination, which only started to change when other European nations were admitted to the competition in 1979. The arrival of other players and the opportunity to play in a range of European countries has made the Ryder Cup now a biennial tournament hosted alternately by Europe and the United States into one of the most fascinating events of the sporting calendar, with the friendly but unrelenting rivalry between the old and new world as a permanent fixture of the game. The venue for the 2018 competition, Le Golf National near Paris, has been described by Jim Furyk, captain of the American team, as perhaps the grandest and most spectacular location in the match's history. Whether the players still get a chicken sandwich at the end of it all is unknown.